It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, Foley!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, Foley!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, welcome to Speak Out on Thursday, January 29th, 2026. I was just saying to Jody Segesser, the chair of the Mojave County Republican Central Committee. Hi, Jody.
Hello, how are you?
I was just saying, good, but it's January 29th?
Already.
Wow.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right. You might as well say it now,
right? Yeah, right.
That's funny. That's very funny. So, we have three guests today, including you. We have the Dynamic Sherman from the Havasu Community Health Foundation. And we have Greg McDougall. And Greg is going to talk about the Red, White, and Big Band from the Symphonic Winds.
They're going, wonderful.
Yeah, it's a big band show. And they asked me if I wanted to play drums. I go, I don't read music, guys, because those types of things you kind of have to. Anyway, no, that's going to be on February 1st. We have tickets to that. And we have tickets to the rodeo this weekend, the Delbert Days, brought to you by Friends of the Fair. And we have Tina tickets that we're going to give away when Sherman's on. Tina is a Tina Turner impersonator. Imagine that.
Fun.
Yeah. Actually, I hear she's very, very good. And we're going to talk about her concert that is tomorrow night, and that's at the London Bridge Resort Convention Center. And the doors open at 6:30. Concert begins at 7. I'm not sure if they're sold out or not, but normally those types of things go fast.
That's fun.
Tickets go fast. So anyway, wow. What a morning. For me anyway, it was a crazy morning. Just crazy.
But we're here now.
And I think the new car is the reason for the computer conflict, but I digress. Anyway, big event coming up this Saturday night. Yeah. It's funny because I talked to Luana yesterday about their Lincoln Day dinner that's coming up on February 28th.
Yes.
But that's the way she explained it to me was there's the Mojave County Republican Central Committee, and there's another group that they belong to as the Havasu, what is it called, the London Bridge?
They're all mine.
Okay.
So what it is.
No, she belongs to it, I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it sounded like two football leagues or the American and National League.
So MCRCC is Mojave County Republican Central Committee.
Mm-hmm.
We now have four districts. We have one in Kingman, we have one in Havasu, we have one in Bullhead, and now we have the fourth one in North Canyon in Colorado City.
Nice.
And each of them put on a version of their community's Lincoln Day dinner to help fundraise for their office and their outreach events. So for tomorrow night with the Scott Jennings event, this is purely for MCRCC to raise money to get us to get out the vote campaign.
For Saturday night.
Yep.
Okay. I think you said tomorrow night.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy.
It's Saturday night.
Saturday night. One come tomorrow.
And
Saturday.
And it's pronounced Avi, by the way. That'll keep you in the good graces of the tribe. The Avi.
Avi.
Yes.
Thank
Avi.
You.
Yeah. Well, they don't really care as long as you come in and spend money, you know, and you know, whatever you want to do, have fun or play in the sun at the AV. But, yeah, it's AV.
AV.
Yeah,
perfect.
Exactly.
Thank you.
anyway, I want to see. My next question was, do you remember when Lincoln's birthday was? Because now we have President's Day, which is actually Washington's birthday, closer to it than to Lincoln's actual birthday.
Was it February 12th?
Yes. Very good. Did you have the day off of school, too?
No.
Oh, we did. We had that day off. And we had Halloween off for one reason. It's Nevada Admissions Day.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when Nevada was admitted into the Union October 31st, 1864. Yeah, so battle born. That's why they're battle born, because it was during the Civil War, obviously. So, anyway, I'm going to talk to Mr. Jennings tomorrow.
Wonderful.
And promote the dinner. You still have tickets?
We have a few left. Yeah, we have a few.
Okay.
So
what's a few?
Probably about three.
I was going to say a couple is two, a few is three, and you said three.
We have three left.
Wow.
So we're very happy with our turnout. It's going to be a great event. So not only is it a fundraiser, it's also we're trying to do a speaker series for MCRCC.
Oh.
And this will be the first one that we're trying to do, bring in people that we normally don't get to hear from, that you don't normally come in contact with. So we're excited.
So my questions to him will be, you know, why Laughlin? Why this area? And the big question I have is, you're known as the conservative personality, voice, talent on CNN. How do you feel about that? Right?
Yeah.
Are you actually, you know, I mean, I understand you're probably conservative, but are you Mitt Romney conservative, or are you, right?
Well, and I think that's...
What's the other conservative? Donald Trump conservative?
Yeah, Donald Trump conservative. You know, we all go through this phrase.
MAGA.
You talked about all these different labels. I've read about halfway through his book. It's energizing. It's helping us focus to the midterms. And I think that's what he's going to do. He's going to energize our folks to get ready for the midterms. And that's why we're wanting him to come out and talk to the people a little bit about what's going on. What are we not seeing, you know? What's going on in journalism? What's going on in Iran? You know, current topics. We get news here. Let's see what he has to say about
it.
Yeah,
we're pretty updated for a small
small
town, a rural area. Mm-hmm. It's not like we have to, you know, stream the big news services out of Phoenix or Las Vegas or L.A.
But my folks are very well informed.
Nice. Very nice. And they live here?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So, and then the other thing I had a question about was his book with you. I have a question with you about his book. Who gets the book?
At the evening?
At the evening,
If you purchased a ticket, you get the book.
Any ticket?
Yep, any ticket.
VIP, general?
VIP, preferred, or general.
See, I thought that, but I didn't want to say it on the air. So, and it looks like a pretty good book.
It's a good book.
Have you read it?
I'm halfway through.
Really?
Yeah.
Audio, or do you actually read?
No, I actually read it.
I can't do it. I fall asleep.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a trigger. Sleep trigger. Boom. I'm out.
You're down.
Yeah. But if it's on a screen or if it's being read, like on a trip, like an audio book, that's how I did Laptop from Hell.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's a great book.
Nice. Well, usually when I'm in the car, it's Crime Junkie.
Okay. Last time you were on, we talked a little bit about strategy and that for the Republicans, and now we have a new state chair.
We do.
Sergio Arellano?
Yes.
Okay.
And
tell me about him.
Nice guy. He was the first one to call this county chairman and talk about what was important for Mojave County. He knew our data. He knew about Mojave County. He was informed when he called, and he couldn't have been more polite about what we need and what we think the party should go and what his vision was to see if we would align.
What do you mean the first one to call as opposed to the other chairs?
I only heard from two.
Oh. Well, okay.
I only heard from two candidates.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Before, okay.
Before the election, which I thought was an odd strategy, but that's why they wanted to run it, and...
So he was stumping with you over the phone pretty much
he did.
Then you could talk to your people, right?
No, he talked to my people.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Okay.
He reached out to my people.
Wow.
He did a Zoom call. He followed up by emails and texts. He was in constant communication with the what we call the state committeemen, the SCs.
Right. What was their impression of that you got?
They liked him. They liked his vision. They obviously, I don't know how they voted, but clearly someone voted for him because he beat out the other candidate by 140+.
Whoa.
So it was a long day. It was a long day in Prescott.
Were you at the last one when Oh, I don't remember. It was Carrie Lake, and there was a man that was the chair, and it was just nefarious.
Yeah. Oh,
it was so much drama. No drama at this one?
It wasn't drama. It was just long.
Oh, really?
So I was on the rules committee, and when I was up there, and they were laughing at me.
Why?
Because I was up there for like 18 minutes, and I said, I kept texting people, could you please call the question so I can get off the stage?
Oh, that's funny.
Just, it was point of order, point of information, point of order, point of information. No one wanted to talk about the rules, but they just kept going with the, you know, the parliamentary procedure tricks to stall us and delay us. And we just someone need to call the question and
right.
adopt the rules and let's get this over with.
That's not the only place you've been lately. You told me you were in Colorado City?
Yes, for 2 days. Yes, took two vacation days for everyone, you know, charting where I'm at.
I've heard several people talk about Colorado City and its transformation from when it was FLDS and very heavy FLDS and that. What was your impression? I'm hearing it's the new Sedona.
It is beautiful, and they are probably going to be the new Sedona. It is beautiful up there. They are looking for economic development. They have plans. They're great people. So much so that they want to be brought back into government. We have just opened up our fourth district.
Is the church still there? Do they sell their presence?
They do.
So probably the Barlows, there were other families too.
Yeah,
so.
And a lot of that I just stay neutral on.
Yeah.
You know, that's for them to decide. Uh-huh. But when it comes to the government and operating, you know, they want to be part of the party structure. We do have an interim chairman up, or district director up there for District 4. We have about at least 2,600 solid conservative red votes that vote. They are looking forward to moving on. And healing from what happened.
So what are you hearing on the ground when you go talk to people? I know you're a door-to-door person. You like to contact the voters in person, door-to-door, make that contact. Are you voting? Are you likely to vote? Is there a reason why you're not voting? That type of thing. What are you hearing about their confidence in the Republican Party? Or are you?
It just seems so different.
It's a huge difference right now from last year.
It is a huge difference from last year. We don't typically go door-to-door. We're really at the swap meet, and we go out when we do our outreach events.
Okay. I thought you did.
We do different things at the door. We'll drop information and go on. But what I'm hearing is that, you know, gas prices are down. Food prices are coming down. They feel more secure with our economic security, even though it's not 100% where they want it to be. They also feel more secure globally.
Okay.
That we are protecting our United States interests and protecting the homeland. The other part is the immigration. This has just gotten nutty with this immigration stuff. You know, I worked for Congress during the Great Deporter under Obama, and everyone forgets that.
He was the Great Deporter.
He was the
You're
Great
right.
Deporter. Yeah. I worked immigration work. I know exactly what you like.
Wow.
You know, some of the shenanigans that went on there. So it's distressing. That the media is also covering this in a way that's negative towards the ICE agents and the federal law enforcement that are doing the job that we asked them to do. I mean, can you imagine if you came to work every day and you were threatened with your life just for doing your job?
And the police wouldn't come out to help you?
Correct.
It's nutty. You're right.
And they have the police have a legal obligation to help someone in distress. And you can't pick or choose if they're Republican, Democrat, green, yellow, whatever. And this is a dangerous times.
I wonder how the actual law enforcement officers there feel about that they can't go and help.
Yeah.
They can't protect their town.
They can't
city.
Protect their town, but there was one ICE officer who was being beat up and was calling for help, and the police would not respond.
There was one who lost a finger that was bit off. It's just cannibalistic.
Yeah, you have a right to peaceful assembly. You don't have a right to be nutty and cause mayhem and damage and property damage. And then we find out that you know what? That they're paid.
And Bill O'Reilly, it's not a theory either. There's a paper trail that leads back to a billionaire that is he and the CCP are financing. Not George Soros. This is a CCP thing, so the Chinese Communist Party. So, yeah, not a pretty picture. I believe Sherman is going to call at the bottom of the hour, and then I haven't heard from Greg yet. So Greg McDougal also expected to come in person. But if you want tickets to the rodeo or Well, not Tina, not yet. I'm going to let him do that. And then we have the Red, White, and Blue from Symphonic Winds. That's on February 1st. Give the office a call. Marissa June is just waiting to be woken up. All right? 928-855-9336. 928-855-9336. So you being a West Texas cowgirl and that, I found a soundtrack from Landman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because there was some good music in that show.
Great music in the show.
Right. This is Lainey Wilson. It's called Roadrunner. Mm-hmm. They played Whiskey Myers on the last episode I watched. I think it was episode 4.
Nice.
That's it's getting a little deep, a little complicated, a little fragmented for me right now. So, but once I get about, I don't know, maybe a day, I can really sink my teeth into the binging.
Yes.
I like to binge.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's
then
a good
I
show. It's a good show.
Right, then I remember it. All right, we'll be back with more with Jody Segesser. She is the Mojave County Republican Central Committee Chair. If you want to call in to participate, make this talk radio, not just listen radio, 928-854-5687 or text 928-727-5566. You can make this talk or text radio. Kind of cool. I'm getting, hey, give me 1 second. 928-855-9336 for tickets. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I can't talk to Marissa June at the same time that I'm talking, right?
I just saw you do it.
I'd be a ventriloquist of myself.
I just saw you do it.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. I know what scene that was in when they were all in the casino with the old folks.
Yes, but that was Choctaw. That was Durant. That was the casino. I know that casino.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know
that. That's a Choctaw casino?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, I know that casino. I'm going there in February.
Wow, they filmed on location even.
Yeah.
It wasn't a set.
Yep, that was real.
You know that casino.
I know that casino.
That's funny.
I do very well at that casino.
Very good. All right. Speak Out, of course, broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a plastic sink. It's a toy sink, but a plastic sink nonetheless. Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also by, we're brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet by Salmon's Air Conditioning. Blonzi's Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. I got to get a plug-in for Blonzi's, by the way. Have they talked to you at all about, you know, the campaign parties, the rallies?
The rallies,
rallies.
Yeah.
Thank
they're
you.
They're very generous to our candidates.
They really are.
They are very generous.
They got the parking lot for it,
they
too.
They got the parking lot, and the food's amazing. The spreads
so,
that
too.
She puts out
yeah.
is amazing.
I love their chicken, what is it, the omelet. Chicken fried steak in an omelet.
Yeah, she did this cheese and vegetable.
I'm gushing
fruit
over it.
It was just amazing.
Right, right. You have a swap meet table.
We do. We have a booth at the swap meet, and we will be back out there in February, Sundays from 8 to 2. We're connecting with our voters. Come by and answer our question of the week. That seems to be very popular right now. Random topics. And we're also opening it up if you – because of the rules with the party, we're non-denominational, can't get involved with city council races, but we're also here to help Republican candidates. So if you are a Republican candidate for city council, an incumbent or a new candidate, you can come out and have people sign your petition and just talk with them and get them to sign.
That's kind of, oh, if you're a Republican candidate, comma.
Yes.
A candidate for city council?
Yes. So,
okay. So two different things.
To be in our booth, you have to be a Republican.
Gotcha.
So you have to be a Republican. So you're running for city council.
Oh, like a registered Republican that's running for a nonpartisan,
a
nonpartisan office.
Yep.
Okay.
You can be in our booth to collect signatures. Mm-hmm. You know, they can always get their own booth. But before you do that, make sure you're registered to vote. So we do have voter registration. Or if people happen to be a PND and just feel like coming over to the Republican side, we can do that.
You know that's me, right?
I do.
Especially now. Everybody knows that's me. So I don't find any shame in it. Apparently some people find shame in, oh, you admitted you're a PND. What, party not declared?
Party not declared.
Really? I don't think there's any shame in that
there,
at all.
But there is confusion that people think that if you're a PND...
You're an independent?
But then you're also an independent. And then you're also part of the no parties label. So
is
that's
that,
got all just confusing with the recent law.
Yeah. Do you have a clarification on that? I understand somebody is running for governor who's an independent. He just declared, and I don't know the name right offhand, but the state wanted him to register as a no parties, right?
Correct.
And that was Robert F. Kennedy.
So that's been part of the confusion for Arizona, and there was just a recent lawsuit, and Fontes came down, and people think that they're independents, so they're going to vote under the no parties label, and it's going to get very confusing, and they're not going to be able to vote for the candidates. So we're working on, if that stays, then we're working on some language to help clarify, like a little one sheet or something to help clarify for people. But, you know, the Republican Party's primary is to choose
right.
our primary
okay.
candidate.
Okay. Our next guest is calling in. He's right on time. Like, you could set a watch to Sherman. Absolutely. No, I don't have you on the air right now, Sherman, just so you know. But I wanted to go out with, how do people become a part of your effort, you know, with the Mojave County Republican Central Committee? Or do they? Do you just need them to go out and vote?
Well, both. I need them to come out and vote. I need them to come out and volunteer to help us get out the vote. We have our district offices. They can call. They can reach us through the website. They can come out to the swap meet. That's for Havasu. Bullhead and Kingman are also doing their outreach efforts. So is Colorado City. They're doing the outreach out there as well.
You really only have 3 tickets left?
I do.
That's crazy. It's an evening with Scott Jennings this Saturday night. I'll have to let him know on the phone tomorrow that it's going to be a full house. And that ballroom holds about, what, 400?
Oh, no, I think it holds like 600. We're not maxing
Ooh.
That. We're not going that far.
Yeah, but you have to put tables in there,
yes.
too, obviously.
Yeah.
So, and so you have all the tables are sold.
All the tables
You're
are sold.
You're good to go.
We're good to go. Final counts are in.
You had a benefactor, I know.
Several.
Nice.
Yes,
Very
we had
nice.
Several. Yeah.
And then it's sponsored by Leo for Senate.
Yes.
Yeah, Leo Biasucci for Arizona Senate. I don't know. Can they still go to the website or not?
Nope. We're closed out.
Closed it out.
Yep.
All right. And it's a worthwhile event, folks. VIP for 200, preferred seating 150, general admission 125.
Yes.
And you get a book.
And you get a book. And fun
right.
evening with Republicans. And we get to talk shop and have some great dinner.
And he likes to talk like this all the time.
Yeah.
Great. I listen to his show sometimes though. Wow. If I'm up that late. A Revolution of Common Sense, and it's by Scott Jennings.
Yes.
There you go. And it's good reading from what Jody says.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Anything else you want to part with?
Nope, just always enjoy letting us come on and talk about our stuff.
Always. It's nice to have that opportunity to interview our Republican chair for the county, like
thank
monthly.
You.
I was over the moon when you said yes. Are
well,
you
thank
kidding?
Thank you.
You're welcome, absolutely. You know, this might be the low point, and then by November we'll be peaking, right?
Well, I want to peak by August.
August? By the primary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get it done.
Well, that, but you still have to run against Democrats.
Yes.
In the general.
Yes.
So that's why I'm saying peak by then.
I'm on a different calendar.
I just don't understand why Republicans never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity.
That's us.
That's my favorite saying.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Jody. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to come back with some Tina Turner. Why? Because Tina is coming to town. Tina at the London Bridge Resort Convention Center. And that was Shaboozy, and we're going to go into the next song. So this is Burn the Ground by Mason Lively, and it's all part of the Landman soundtrack. All right. Back with more. We'll talk about the Tina concert with Sherman when we come back on Speak Out. Stay with us.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Little Tina Turner, the best. I always thought it was called simply the best, but my Tina Turner expert is on the line. It's Sherman Henson. I learned his last name finally. Sherman, how are you?
Yeah. I'm doing very, very well.
Nice.
Trying to keep myself together. I'm all excited about tomorrow night, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, I need to let everyone know why we are on the air. It's because of fine sponsors like Springberg Wealth Management, also The Chair by Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, also samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and by Legacy Rehab and Care. I've got Greg McDougall here in the studio. He's next up, by the way. You're on deck, by the way, Greg.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And, no, I was picking something up. I was eating the new flavor of Girl Scout cookie before I went on the air. And it tastes like Rocky Road ice cream.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
That's my favorite ice cream.
It's like a big, it's like a little chocolate Oreo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Anyway, let's get back to Sherman Henson, the Tina fundraiser concert. This is for the Havasu Community Health Foundation. And you guys did this last year. How did it go?
It went very well. In fact, it went so well, we're now adding tables. So there are probably going to be a lot of tickets available at the door, which is unusual. So it's always quite the event. I know some people in town always refer to it as the Havasu Concert of the Year because of what it is. Tina, this is a little different than what you see, you know, over the Aquatic Center. Those are nice things for sure.
Uh-huh.
But Tina is literally an international touring artist. Kind of funny story, she was in China for 2 weeks and assumed she was going to leave, but they embraced her and thought she was the greatest thing they've ever seen. She ended up spending 4 months in China thinking she was going to come home, but they kept giving her bookings. So, I mean, this girl has been everywhere. Then after that, she did 26 cities in Australia in 28 days, which sounds exhausting to me, but whatever. That's what's going on there. So it's going to be quite something. The very beginning, is going to be the Blossoms.
Right.
And they're going to take everyone back to 1965. And they talk about the Ed Sullivan Show, American Bandstand, Dick Clark, Tom Jones, all that. And they do all the hits that everybody wants to hear, you know, Dancing in the Street, Stop in the Name of Love, mm-hmm. Locomotion, all that. And there's comedy involved. So the reviews are, wow, these girls are incredible, but we didn't expect the comedy. So it's very entertaining. So they do that for about the first part of the concert.
Okay, you mentioned they're the Blossoms. Are they the Motown Blossoms or the Blossoms?
Well, they go by both names, but it's the same people. Yeah.
Okay.
The name the Blossoms was actually a name of the three backup girls for Tom Jones. So we didn't want to have any confusion from the past. So sometimes it's the Motown Blossoms and sometimes it's the Blossoms. But, yeah, it's actually all the same. It's a real fun thing. And then we do a little thing where we honor the veterans. We understand what they've experienced and what they've done for the country. So there's a big thing for the veterans. And then we bring on Tina, and she normally just blows the lid off of whatever arena she's in. And like you were mentioning, it's at the London Bridge Convention Center. And
right,
that's,
right.
You know, tomorrow night, yeah.
Right. So
and that's
with the Motown Blossoms, you were mentioning the Supremes and a little bit of Martha and the Vandellas. What about the Ronettes? Do they do any Ronettes? That would be phenomenal.
As a matter of fact, they do Do Run Run.
Oh, nice.
Which was a little bit by them, and then this other group, the Crystals, did that same song. So it got a little confusing for me. But, yes, absolutely. That's a great song. And, of course, it's all about the Havasu Community Health Foundation you probably don't know this, but I mean, I have been in and around Lake Havasu since 1986.
No, I've heard you're a pretty famous name, by the way. When you say Sherman, yeah. They go, you don't need a last name. You're like Cher.
Yeah, I'm like a legend in my own mind, there's no question. But anyway, yeah, no, in 1986, not that you would need a history lesson, Shoguns, that building used to be Wendy's.
Oh, okay.
In 1986, that was Wendy's, and then maybe we remember Max and Moss. And then Shoguns.
Greg shaking his head over here. Yes, I think he visited all three of those restaurants. So, the tickets are $50. $50 each, folks. And as Sherman said, they just added some tables, and there's more available now. You can either find a flyer on our Facebook page with the QR code, or go to the website. It's eventbrite.com, and right there about the first few tiles, you'll see Tina and the Motown Blossoms.
Right. But, you know, it's really about the Havasu Community Health Foundation. I mean, they've been enhancing the quality of life for the people in Havasu and the surrounds for so long. You know, they offer that low-cost detection of diseases and all this for the community. They have the food bank, which they do. Mm-hmm. I hope you're sitting down, because every year they provide over 1 million pounds of food. It's actually 1.4 million pounds of food for 4,000 families right here in Lake Havasu.
Yeah,
so,
1.4.
It's an amazing thing to be supporting.
1.4 and 1 million, that's a big difference. You're almost, you're pretty well on your way to 2 million when it comes to 1.4. So that's, they're a very good organization. We've had them in the studio many, many times.
Yeah.
And,
And they take care of the veterans also. They've got a whole health awareness program for them. So I just think it's a great time. You know, community, come out, support them, have a great concert, what people are calling that concert of the year, tomorrow night over at the London Bridge Convention Center. You know, I mean, it sounds like a big screaming win-win to me.
So the doors open at 6:30, the concert begins at 7, and of course, I don't want to call them the warm-up band, but I've heard they're pretty dang good, these three ladies, the Motown Blossoms.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have Tina taking the stage. Do they have any Ikeettes there? Does Tina have any Ikeettes?
Oh, well, actually, she has two backup singers and then two professional dancers.
Oh, yeah.
That have been with Tina for 8 years. One we pulled out of New York, and the other one's from Ohio, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
Same dancers. For years and years and years.
Sure,
yes,
sure. Absolutely. Once you get into the really heavy section, the fast, the tempo section of Proud Mary, those dancers, that's fun to watch. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sherman, you have a surprise for our listeners, don't you? And I'm going to give out the number, but tell them what they can win just from listening to this interview, for hanging in there with us.
Well, I mean, it doesn't get any better. Two free tickets to the concerts tomorrow night at the London Bridge Convention Center to see Tina and the Blossoms. Yes, two free tickets.
Yeah, yeah. What you're going to do, folks, is call 928-855-9336, 928-855-9336. Give Marissa June your name, and we'll put that name. I'll give it to Sherman later, and your tickets will be at will call at the London Bridge Convention Center.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun time. It sounds like a really good show. I'm surprised you didn't save one for me.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
That's my way of begging. You know, that was shameless on my part. So that's
my bad.
No, I'm going to
take a hammer and hit my thumb right now.
Stop. Yes. You're fine.
Yep.
You're fine. So, again, that's tomorrow night, London Bridge Resort Convention Center. The concert starts at 7, doors open at 6:30, so you're going to funnel a lot of people in there in a half hour. For more information about the Havasu Community Health Foundation, you can call 928-453-8190. They do so much good in the community with the breast cancer screenings. They have the vouchers for that. And a lot of this, from what they raise tomorrow night, goes to programs like that, from what I understand, Sherman.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, Linda Siever is the one making it all happen, but she'll be the first one to tell you she's got a great team with her.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good, very good. All right, we're going to take our second break of the hour. Is that our last break or our second break? It is our last break of the hour, and then we're going to come back with Greg McDougal. But, Sherman, thanks for being on the show. We really appreciate you. And it seems like a yearly thing now with Tina. I know we did the interview last year, and then hopefully you guys will be able to get her off that busy road schedule and get her back for next year too.
There you go.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take our last break. And again, I'm sure she's being deluged with phone calls right now, so I'm not going to give out that number again. But if you want to text in and or call into the studio, we've actually got the Red, White, and Big Band. That's what it's called, Red, White, and Big Band. I had the name wrong earlier. No more phone calls? Okay. I understand. Okay. I understand the tickets have not been given away yet. So 928-855-9336. 928-855-9336. Go see Tina, man. All right. Sherman, thank you for being with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Travel safely. All right. And we are going to go ahead and take our last break of the hour. And it's Greg McDougal with Symphonic Winds. It's Lake Havasu Big Band. I'm
we're
sorry.
Part of the symphonic.
Did I mess that up?
No, we're part of the
Symphonic good.
Winds. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you didn't mess it up.
So you borrow Symphonic Winds members for the Big Band?
Oh, all of us are Symphonic Wind members.
I'm kidding.
Except a couple.
I was kidding. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Greg's a great guest, by the way. Sax man. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Speak Out, brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, by the Chair, also Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care. And don't forget, buy local, or it's buy local. And speaking of local, we have a local group of musician guys. They're the old school dudes, right?
Yeah, we are.
You guys should just be called the old school dudes.
Well, we struggled over names a little bit.
What would you say the average age is in the Lake Havasu Big Band?
Oh,
I'm not making fun. I'm 61.
No,
so
yeah, no problem. I'm going to say, well, I'm 74,
uh-huh.
And I know that we have a guy in the band that's 82.
Whoa!
And you wouldn't. I mean, it's
and Wes was what?
Oh well, when
in
he
his
died,
80s?
He was 80 when he died, and
okay.
You know, we lost him about 14 years ago.
Right, right.
And so about a year and a half ago, a bunch of us said, "Hey, come on! We used to do big band with Wes. We haven't done it in years. Let's do it." First rehearsal was an absolute train wreck.
I was going to say, have sheet music?
No, we have all the charts. Yeah, we have all the charts.
Why
we,
was
we
it a train wreck?
Oh God!
Nobody practiced.
Well, we hadn't played this music in a while, and it's pretty challenging.
It's
at times.
Not an easy.
It's not easy stuff to play.
This is very, very
but
tight,
now,
but very formatted.
But now we have done two big band brunches at Chagrou's in the Bridgeview Room. The first one, we were hoping to have 30, 40 people. We had 120.
Whoa!
This last one, we were hoping to have another 40 or 50, and we had 94, I think.
Very good.
And that was the Christmas brunch. And we just scheduled two more. We will be having a Christmas brunch or a Easter brunch on, I believe it's the 29th of March.
Okay.
And you know, Shagroos puts on a great brunch, and you got all this fantastic music. And then, of course, we have our show at the High School Performing Arts Center this Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Now, that's called Red, White, and Big Band.
Big Band. Correct.
Tell me about that format. It sounds like a John Philip Sousa.
Well, there's some of that in there.
Okay.
Absolutely. But you're going to hear In the Mood. You're going to hear Tuxedo Junction.
Nice.
And you are going to hear a phenomenal rendition of God Bless the USA, the Lee Greenwood,
yeah,
by Cindy Aldrich.
Oh, really?
Oh, she does a fabulous job.
Cindy's got pipes, huh?
Oh, yeah, and so does Jerry. He's our
Oh,
MC.
I know Jerry does. Yeah. Jerry? I didn't realize Cindy sang.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, yes, she does. And then we're going to have a something we haven't, you know, I've been in the Symphonic Winds for 20 years. And I don't remember having a guest high school student, but this Sunday in the big band, we are going to have Jacob Flagg. He's a senior at Lake Havasu High School. He's a very, very good trumpet player. And he's going to be playing Josh Groban's Believe from the Polar Express.
Uh-huh.
And at Christmas time, the Winds, we play the Polar Express. So we've got a great show planned for you.
Plus, he brings the average age way down.
Oh, yeah, he's 18. Yeah, he's 18 and just a wonderful young man.
All right.
Excellent trumpet player. He's looking to go into music in some point. So,
Would you, for any young people out there listening or their parents or their grandparents, what are the advantages of having your music degree, a degree in music like that?
Well, I don't have a degree in music.
But how would you have used it if you did?
Oh, wow.
Teaching? Geez.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did teach in my much younger years. My private teacher played with Tommy Dorsey, and I joined his big band when I was 16. And he didn't tell me half the other guys played with Glenn Miller. And it wasn't just the music stuff I learned. Right. The stories were incredible.
What's the trick playing that type of music?
Well,
it's not just hearing it. You have to
feel it. You got to feel it.
For
example, our saxophone section. We have a sectional every Saturday.
Okay.
We had one yesterday early because of the show on this Friday. And we have a great trombone section. We have a great trumpet section. And we have just a great bass player.
Tell people real quick, what's a sectional?
A sectional is like five saxophones.
So it's your section.
Four trombones.
Okay.
Four trumpets. Rhythm section, which is piano, bass, drums, and guitar. And then, of course, we have Jerry and Cindy, and they join our rehearsals every Monday.
I was talking to you before we went on about Sundays with Sinatra.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Boy, when he gets into the orchestra stuff, and you when you wrap your head around it, Greg, they're playing the stuff live at the Copa or at the Copa Room at the Sands, for example, you know, and you're like, these guys are live. This is not tracked.
Well, I played with a guy's name was Al Slavacek in that band many, many years ago.
Really?
And he knew the Rat Pack. He was a backup trumpet player at the Fremont Hotel when he was in his 20s. And he knew Sinatra and Joey Bishop he knew all of them.
I worked with Junior over a 6-day period at Harris in Laughlin. He had a Christmas.
Well, he
series,
told me Sammy Davis Jr. was one of the kindest, nicest, talented guys he ever met.
I heard he was the most intelligent too.
Yeah,
he's extremely intelligent.
He just couldn't say enough about him. And
his
girlfriend had a twin sister, and her boyfriend was Howard Hughes.
Okay.
So come and see us on Sunday. Tickets are available. $10 at the door, and anybody under 17 and high school,
where are they available? Soundbank?
They're available at Soundbank and Scoops Ice Cream. and at the door on Sunday.
We have some here, too.
Yeah.
You can call
yeah.
Marissa June.
Yeah.
855-9336. I got about 20 seconds, and I'm out of here.
Okay, you got about eight tickets left.
It's at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
3 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
And we're looking forward to having a great time.
Perfect. Folks, we'll see you on Monday. Have a safe weekend. There's plenty of entertainment options, and it's been a great week. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Speak Out.
KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.